Welcome to Business as Unusual. Business as Unusual is a podcast for marketing agencies and businesses that want to go beyond the ordinary and become extraordinary. My name is Kelly Mirabella, and I am your hostess with the mostest. I am a business and digital marketing strategist with over 14 years of marketing industry experience. On this podcast, you will learn how to create an extraordinary business through marketing, sales, and foundational strategies. You will also hear ways you can work with your clients to create win-win solutions. So whether you are just starting out or you're looking to take your business to the next level, this podcast is for you. In today's episode, we'll be talking about the five mistakes new businesses make and how you, as the marketing agency, as the marketer that's for hire, can help your new business clients overcome them. Now, before we dive in, let's hear a word from our sponsor. So as promised, today we're talking about the five mistakes new businesses make and how they can hurt them in the long run, as well as the marketing agencies trying to serve them. You see, when your clients make these mistakes, it reflects poorly not only on them, but on you, the agency, as well. And while it can be tempting to point the finger and blame your clients, that's not going to help them overcome these hurdles, and it's certainly not going to make you any more money. Plus, if you really want to ensure more success for your clients and the initiatives that you drive for them, help them work out these foundational things. That will only help you succeed as well. So let's jump into number one, not understanding your personal and business values. Now, this is one that's pretty big because if you don't know what you stand for, it's going to be really hard to achieve success. And it's not just about saying you have values. It's actually living and breathing them every day. That means that your business strategy, the way you market your company, and how you interact with your clients and customers needs to be in line with those values. If they're not, you'll start to see some cracks in the foundation, and it's going to be difficult to maintain long-term success. I'll give you an example. Let's imagine that you have a goal to make $500,000 by the end of this year. But no matter what you do or what you say, you always seem to fail. This could be an indication of a misalignment with your values. Why? Well, because if making money is really important to you, then you'll find a way to make money. A lot of people think that making money is their top value, but actually, if your values are more focused on helping others or spending more time with your family and less time working, well, then the $500,000 goal may not be in line with what you're striving for. You will always feel like you're working against the grain, and it's going to be difficult to maintain any sort of success. So, how can you help your clients overcome this? Well, by helping them identify their values and putting together a strategy that is in line with those values. This could include setting different types of goals, finding creative solutions to problems, or marketing in a way that is more authentic to who they are as a business. One of the things I do as a marketing strategist is to help my clients elicit their true value structure and the hierarchy of their values to make sure that they are in line with their goals. Often, it's not simply a matter of looking at what they want to achieve and make it happen. More often than not, the strategy must be molded around who the client is and what their motivations are. I find this to be much more reliable way to achieve success for all parties involved. Mistake number two on our list is not setting goals that are in line with those values. This is a huge problem because if your goals don't reflect what you stand for as a business or a person, then you're going to have a really hard time achieving them. And it's not just about making money or getting new customers. It could really be anything, from helping women with their health to creating more freedom in your personal life. But the key here is that these goals need to be achievable and realistic. Otherwise, you'll find yourself constantly struggling and feeling like you're not making any progress, and that's not helping anyone. So how can marketing agencies help their clients with this? By working with them to set SMART goals: specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, time-bound. These goals are in line with their personal and business values. This could mean helping them to identify what's important to them, coming up with a plan to achieve those goals, and setting deadlines for completion. It's also important to note that these goals should be revisited on a regular basis to make sure they're still in line with what you're striving for. So don't just set and forget it. Revisit, revise, repeat. So that's mistake number one and two: not understanding your values and setting goals that align with those values. Stay tuned. After a quick breather, we are going to jump into the last three mistakes. Mistake number three is not putting together a strategy that supports the values and goals of the business. This happens all too often because people get so bogged down in the day-to-day operations of their business that they don't take the time to step back and see that big picture. And by not having a plan, you're more likely to make knee-jerk decisions that may not be in line with what you're trying to achieve. This could mean spending too much money on a marketing campaign that just doesn't work for you and what you want to do, or it could be wasting time on initiatives and content that don't support the values and goals of the company. Or it could even mean alienating your current customer base by trying to appeal to new demographics that don't align with your values. So how can agencies help their clients with this? By working with them to create a marketing strategy that is in line with their values and their goals. This could include developing a content plan, creating buyer personas, or outlining a social media strategy. It's also important to note that the strategy should be flexible enough to change as the business changes, so don't be afraid to revisit it and make updates as needed. Additionally, if you're working with a client that has an existing history of content and marketing, you could offer to do an audit along with a strategy, auditing what they have already been doing and then making recommendations on what could be improved on, and then you could just tell them what could be scrapped as well. Mistake number four is not identifying an ideal audience. This mistake can often lead to the previous mistake because if you're not sure who you're trying to appeal to, then it's difficult to create content or marketing initiatives that will resonate with them. One of the biggest mistakes nearly all businesses make at one point or another is that they think everyone is their ideal audience. But the truth is, you can't please everyone. I mean, you don't even like everyone, so why should everyone like you? And let's face it, trying to do so will only end up confusing or alienating your actual target market. So how can agencies help their clients with this? By helping them to identify their ideal customer. This could mean creating buyer personas, conducting marketing research, or doing a social media analysis, or simply creating an ideal client avatar. Now, an ideal client avatar is a representation of your ideal customer, including their demographics, their psychographics, and their interests. Once you have this information, you can better target your marketing initiatives and content towards them. By the way, if you're not sure how to identify the ICA, it's just one of the many things I'm teaching as part of my InstaLeads Challenge on April 18th through the 22nd. You can learn more by direct messaging me the phrase "as you wish" to my Instagram account at stellar247 or by going to stellar247.media/leads-challenge. By the way, Stellar is spelled S-T-E-L-L-A-R. We have made it to the end with only one mistake to go. Mistake number five is not having a budget and overspending way too early on. Now, oftentimes businesses will get so excited about their new marketing campaign or website redesign that they'll start spending money before they've made enough revenue to cover the cost. And while it's important to be proactive and aggressive in your marketing, you also need to make sure that you're not putting your business at risk by overspending. Also, if the company or owner does not have the values, goals, and strategy mapped out, they'll likely do everything and anything the marketing agency recommends instead of focusing on what will drive more direct results. So how can agencies help their clients with this? By helping them to create a budget that is realistic and achievable. This could mean setting limits on the amount of money that they can spend per month on specific initiatives or developing a strategy that spreads the cost over a period of time. It's also important for agencies to remind their clients that not everything needs to be done at once or at the beginning, and that it's more important to focus on quality over quantity. And finally, always be sure to get a signed contract before starting any work. So there you have it, 5 common mistakes the agencies can help their clients avoid. By following the tips mentioned in this podcast, your business can set your clients and yourself up for success and go from ordinary to extraordinary in no time. I hope you found this podcast episode helpful. If you have any questions or would like help implementing any of the tips mentioned, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. I am happy to help. You can find me on Instagram at stellar247. That's STELLAR247. Also, if you really enjoyed it, please also be sure to share on your Instagram stories and tag me. I would love to hear what you think. Until next time, thanks for listening.